Okay, meron pong saksi na nasa linya natin ngayon. Maganda umaga po.
Good Hello.
Yes, sino po sila?
Well, I'll just name myself concerned citizen.
Oh, sige, sige. Opo, yeah. Opo. Nandun kayo kahapon, nandun kayo kahapon sa airport?
Yes, yes. In fact, we had just arrived from our flight from Iloilo.
Ah, Iloilo naman
and,
kayo.
Yeah, and on yesterday, unusually, nagkaroon ng build up siguro.
Mm-mm.
Because we were supposed to arrive at 11, but instead we arrived at 12 because what the flight stewardess were saying was Flight Control Manila was holding up all the flights from landing
Anong airlines po kayo, ma'am?
Cebu Pacific.
Cebu Pacific din. Oh. Problema na nila last week pa yun eh, no?
Yes.
Nag-file up yung mga ano nila.
Told. And in fact, I was supposed to go to Hong Kong but I totally missed my flight. So that's the result. And even my husband and all my children, they were supposed to be on the 6 o'clock. They ended up leaving like 7:30.
Hindi na kayo mabot.
So, hindi na, wala na.
So, buti ho malamig ang ulo nyo kumpara doon sa iba.
In fact, we were all saying, siguro talagang there was something in the air yesterday na ang iinit ng mga ulo. Mm. And we realized that the moon was very close to Earth. And
doon nga daw, may effect daw.
We all became lunatics.
Ano bang naobserbahan nyo habang, naghintay ba kayo ng luggage nyo?
There, and of course, so many flights, so many baggages, one on top of the other. And that's why I was so, I stood aside closer to the exit, nagpapahinga. Suddenly, nagkagulo-gulo. And I heard a woman say, are you taking my pictures? Are you taking my pictures? Kinukuhanan mo ba kami ng retrato, ha?
Mm.
You know? And then the guy was, wala naman na. They kept saying like that. And yet, we saw that he slipped his phone or whatever he was holding into his pocket. He was wearing one of those reporter, photographer type of jacket.
Vest,
no? So we're all saying, my God, andyan. In fact, the ladies beside me were saying, andyan, sa bulsa.
At tinuturo.
Tinuturo. Tapos the girl said, kinukuhanan mo kami ng pictures, ano? Kinukuhanan mo kami ng pictures. And then the guy kept saying, no, wala. Ako naman, I'm nearsighted. I had no glasses. So I didn't even recognize the faces. Except that the girl was wearing a shocking pink top and white shorts.
Mm-mm.
And the guy was wearing the jacket. Akala nga namin foreigner, not dirty old man. The guy was the other passengers. Nang boboso.
Okay.
Yung pala, it was, so I guess now that I know it's Claudine was saying, you took photos of us. And the argument started because he kept denying that he did so. And all of us saw that he was really taking pictures,
okay.
No? And ang bilis niyang ipasok sa ano. So in fact, we were watching, sabi niya, kapkapin mo siya para makita niyo na may camera o may picture at i-turn on niya para pakita kung nag-take ng pictures, di ba? So doon na inis si Claudine sa kanya because he kept deny. And then,
so, ibig sabihin, ang unang kumukumpronta sa kanya, si Claudine, sa nakita niya.
Okay. Yeah, because Claudine realized that he was taking pictures of them. Siguro okay. Claudine was upset nga at the luggages. But, I mean to say, ito naman si Tulfo, na walang kaano-ano, kept taking pictures of them. No? So, I think that was what Claudine was doing. And of course, Claudine was confrontational in the sense na, she was saying, are you taking pictures of us? Pero, nung lumapit si Claudine, tinulak niya si Claudine.
Tinulak
and that's
niya
why
si
all of us went aghast because, my God, you know, you don't strike a lady. Tapos sabi niya, bastos ka sa babae. In fact, the women around, bastos. We were all making sense.
Okay.
You know? Of course, we were protecting our gender. No? So, yes, I can really say it was Montulfo who struck at Claudine first.
Pero tulak man, tulak po yun, tulak.
Tinulak niya.
Bumagsak ba si Claudine or?
No, pa ganun because I guess she was from the force, yes. It was not just to, it was really to shove her physically with strength. That's why we all made hiya, gumanong kami.
Okay.
Tapos, and then the guy in gray, he said, what are you doing? Ano ka? Bastos ka? Ba't mo ginanyan yung asawa ko? Ganon.
Okay. Tapos nagkaroon. Hindi niyo pa siya kilala kung sino.
True. we didn't know. I didn't know. In fact, sabi ko, well, siguro, we said, siguro sexy kasi naka-shorts. So siguro, akala talaga namin BOM na nagbibideo ng boboso, gano'n. Oh, the ladies were saying, ay, nang boboso, gano'n. Mm. Tapos, it's really true that the ones that you're riding on the air now, that's the second part of the confrontation.
Oo, yung nasa, because, in fact, nasa YouTube.
Yeah, the one on YouTube, that's the second part. The first was really there near the baggage counter.
Okay, so nung tinulak si Claudine po, doon na pumasok yung asawa niya?
Oh, only then, yes.
Okay, anong ginawa nung lalaking matangkad doon sa asawa? Yung naka-gray, sabi niyo?
Yeah, the guy in gray was the one also who made, nagkarambola na sila because he sabi niya, anong ginawa mo sa asawa ko? And of course, palaban na si Gretchen, si Claudine was palaban. Mm. And he kept saying, nang-iinsulto ka sa mga babae, ha? Or, you know, I guess she was upset. First of all, mainit na yung ulo ni Claudine dahil nawawala yung bags niya, no? Oh. And so were so many other customers around her.
Mm.
But the point is, and what I'm really trying to say is, For Tulfo, first of all, he kept denying. And I think that's where it aggravated the situation because he didn't even say that he did. And if it did and it offended, he should apologize. He wasn't. And he kept, parang tinutukso pa niya si Claudine, parang nang aasar, ganon.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all saying, and then when he struck Claudine, syempre na kami. First, I think he got at Raymart or, but hindi na namin maano, but for sure, he struck Claudine because Claudine just wanted to tell the security, pakita, palabasin mo yung camera. No? And all of us, yeah, nasa bulsa. We're all
sorry. Pati ikaw, nakikisigaw ka, nasa bulsa.
Yeah, because we were very close and it was how he was talking to Claudine or how he treated Claudine. We were all shocked. No? That's why we say, in the back, he looked like a foreigner. And diba, there are really kind of, sometimes they make bus to women, you know? Uh-oh. And there are crazy
pero nakita niyo na hung binubugbog na si Montulfo, nakita niyo rin po?
Oh, nakita, because in fact we were there was a poste where they were that was sort of and then they went backwards towards the baggage area, so kami nagtakbuhan na kami kasi karambola na, no? But of course we still saw, and then you know how pinadyakan na siya talaga, inupakan na siya. Pero also I can say he started it. He provoked that situation.
Sabi ho, nakadyakan daw ho ni Montulfo si Claudine. Nakita niyo mo ba yun?
Yes. That's why, that was in the beginning part. That's why we're all so shocked na.
Ano ba nauna ho? Tinulak o tinadyakan?
Tinulak, tapos sabay, tinulak, because I think Claudine was trying to, what I think to my, from what I saw, was Claudine was really trying to get find him, his cell phone. Parang, you have to show me that you didn't take pictures of me because you keep denying. Mm. He kept denying that there were pictures, no? Mm. And so that's, I think, what Claudine was trying to get at. In fact, we were saying, tell the guards to search him. Ipa-search siya para makita yung ebidensya. Kung talagang nagkuha siya ng pictures, he can at least admit it, di ba? Mm. I mean, why does he have to, And then, with that smirk, tama si Raymart with that smirk, that
yung parang ngiting parang, aso daw.
Oh, ngiti na talagang, you know, mga aso.
Okay. Nagkakasuhan na para ma-clear lang yung are you willing ba na
if they need my help, yeah, I think I'll help, because ako I'm very shocked that a guy can treat a woman that way. He should not, no matter what. I mean, diba? You're a man and you have a wife.
Mm-mm.
I can see why Raymart got upset, and I'm no fan of theirs. Okay, it's not because I'm their fan. I didn't even know who they were.
In fact,
my brother-in-law says, "Hoy, baka magkaano na dyan." No. Nakakainis. And in fact, when we were waiting, I went back na to my car, so you can see na all the women were saying, "Kabastos ng tao," na ginanyan pa niya yung isang babae. Ganon. That was my. That's and that's why when I got home and saw it, I said, oh my God, I was there. Yeah, so you have my number.
Sige po, itatabi ko po.
Yeah, huh? If they need help. It's just more to clarify, because ako, if I were Montulfo, I will say, yeah, I took pictures of you. You know, that's all. I think that's all Claudine
wanted. Nasa piskal siya ngayon. Siya magdedemanda kina Raymard ng physical.
Mali yun. I mean, to say, if you did, so you did. I mean, just at least admit it. And buti if you're a fan, like, will take pictures of them, na openly he's there really making the effort to take pictures. But yung he was doing it with his hand pa simple pa siya na click, click, click away. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's with, I don't know for what intention, but if you want to take pictures, you at least make the effort to show that you're really taking pictures and not just pa simple na, kunwari, may, wala kang ginagawa, yung pala, kinukudakan mo na sila, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Parang unethical lang dating sa inyo.
Yeah, it didn't look right at all. In fact, it was, to me, it looked malicious. And that's why we're saying, you know, show the guards that your camera. And that's what Claudine said. Pakita nga ng camera mo, pakita nga, gumaganon siya. Tapos doon na siya ng light. Masya na, binabastos ba ko, ng buboso ka, ha, ginaganon.
Pero, nakita niyo ba kinuyog din si Mon? Maraming kasama rin naman si Raymart.
Yung maid nandoon, a guy in a pink shirt.
Oo.
And the rest, it was the kids with the kids started crying.
Mm.
It was not that he was with plenty guys.
So no, sa tingin niyo medyo sobra naman yung reaction ng kabilang panig naman?
Hindi, nagkainitan na.
And
I think Raymart, I mean, if you see your wife being mistreated, I mean, whether she was scandalous or whatever, no, nagalit na siya kasi sabi pa niya, ang first ano niya, anong ginagawa niyo? Kinukudakan niyo ba ako? Ganon. Ganon lang naman ang start niyon eh.
Basta, doon sa mga nakikinig sa atin, kayo, iba flight niyo at hindi kayo kasama nila Claudine sa flight, no?
Hindi.
Pati sila victim eh.
And I cannot say that, I mean, I don't know what she was telling the crew, the ground staff, kasi sabi din 1-2-4, inaabuso na niya yung ground staff. But maybe she was very upset because she didn't have her luggages, and I can relate to that, no? And if they said that the medicine was in one of those bags, I mean, I can see that she was upset. So, di ba when you're ranting, you're angry at somebody, and then somebody else does something, what you think you're doing, di ba? Okay. That's all, Claudine said, anong ginagawa mo?
Okay.
Kinukudakan mo ba kami? Ganon. Tapos, wala.
Okay. Ma'am, salamat nakikinig lang kayo nung nag-text kayo na nandun din kayo. Salamat po sa...
Oh, that's why I just really wanted to, I mean, people ought to speak up. And we happen to be there.
Opo.
So,
hindi na kayo tutuloy ng Hong Kong? Hindi na?
Hindi. Tapos na yun.
Okay.
It was for my ninong's golden anniversary, pero wala na. So,
wala na.
Okay na yon. But
okay,
more important,
I will keep yung number at...
Yes, go ahead. If they need help, sure. Because it's, I mean, si Mon Tulfo pa naman, isumbong kay Tulfo. Ngayon, isumbong si Tulfo.
Okay.
Kasi, I mean, he's an advocate of justice.
Okay.
He should also be... following or you know, being a good example. And it's a lady that it wasn't even him and Ray Marte, it was him and Claudine.
Okay.
No, so I mean, at the end of it all, you should give a little leeway, especially this is a lady,
okay,
a woman you're talking to, not somebody else.
Thank you po, ma'am.
Sure, thanks.
Salamat po. Salamat po.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care.